How many of you are enjoying the discussion?
Yes.
How many of you?
Me, not me.
Is that a structural problem?
Yeah, boy. Issue yet, bro? Issue.
What's the burning issue?
People.
Issue.
No, encourage pa natin. We would like to encourage you to be more active dun sa participation, okay? Whatever is in your mind, share it. Question the ideas that are presented today. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, thank you, Pastor Alex. Continue, please.
Thank you, Ado. In this session, we're going to talk about the issues. Are they structural in nature? Are they process in nature? Are they people issues? So I'm going to speak briefly on structure, process, and people. Okay? To develop the GM mindset, you must recognize that structures, processes, and people across functional lines drive results. Okay? This is very fundamental information. If results are not forthcoming, ask the question, are there structural issues? Are there process issues? Are there people issues? Recurring excellent results are achieved when the right structures, processes, and people are in place. You need to continuously benchmark best practices and adapt them innovatively to improve current structures, processes, and leadership styles. But you must personally learn to manage and lead effectively. So, first, structure. Structure answers the question, what? For example, what is our mission? What is our vision? What are our goals? If you don't have a mission statement, you are an organization that is characterized as structurally deficient. Okay? Structure is something that determines behavior, okay? Or governs behavior. What is the organizational structure? Okay, that the organizational structure is the structural. What is the job description? A job description is structural. If you don't have job descriptions, you are structurally weak. What physical assets are needed for the job? I mean, furniture is structure. Office buildings are structure. Computers are structure. If an accounting department is manual and another accounting department is computerized, the computerized accounting department will produce far greater results in a far easier time than the manual accounting department. What is the compensation structure? That is structural. What is the company culture? Culture is structural. It governs behavior. Okay? So, ang structure po, hindi lamang physical. They could be psychological structures. Okay? Structural change creates significant, profound, and enduring impact because of the nature of structure. An accurate and well-executed structural change substantially enhances capabilities or capacities. Sinabi ko na, whether you are manual or computerized, huge change kung computerized ka versus kung manual ka. It significantly widens the perspectives, the can-do attitudes. If the structures are correct, wow, marami tayong magagawa dito. Okay? A nice worship hall is a much better structure than a lousy worship hall. Okay? Structurally, a sound system that is good is better than a sound system that is lousy. Those are structural issues. Can we deliver the Word of God properly? Yeah, we have a structural issue. What is it? Sama na sound system, Pastor. Structural yon. Okay. It dramatically changes behavior. There is more energy, more enthusiasm. It generates its own momentum. Inevitably leads to recurring superior results, which are substantial and not incremental variances, and more importantly, sustainable over the long term. Okay? That call center agent can continuously solve customers' problems over the long term. Hindi siya mapapagod. Imagine mo, if that call center agent has to go through physical files in order to answer a question from a caller to the call center. Hindi sustainable yon. no matter how heroic the effort of the call center agent is. Process answers the question how. Okay? Basta structure is what? Yung process, how? How do we develop our programs? How do we execute our programs? How do we evaluate the effectiveness of our programs? How do we do routine things? How do we handle feedback and complaints from church members, from the staff? How do we evaluate the performance of our staff, the effectiveness of our leadership? How do we resolve conflict? How do we develop leaders? How do we improve the skill set of our staff? Basta yung question is how, process yon. Okay? An accurate and well-executed process change generates efficiency, lowers cost, cultivates pleasantness and fun at work, helps employee retention, and promotes customer satisfaction. Alam na alam mo pag yung process sablay. Kasi maraming irritants, maraming customer complaints, maraming sabit, maraming delay. Okay? Ang tanong mo, ba't ba nagkakaproblema tayo ng ganito? How do we do things anyway? So, how do you solve a process problem? Let's say there is a recurring problem or there is recurring underperformance. First question, is it structural? Let's say, hindi. Okay, is it process? How do you know it's process? Well, look at the problem and find out what is the process that produces that where this problem occurs. So what do? You map out the process. How do you map out the process? Ilista mo lang step by step. Okay, let's say, give me a recurring problem that is process related. Okay. Raising small group leaders. Okay. How do we raise small group leaders anyway? Let's say we think it's a process problem. How do we raise small groups anyway? What are the steps? Step number one, identify the potential small group leader. Step number two, train the small group leader. Step number three, step number four, after you release and empower, support or monitor to give feedback. And then coach. And then loop yan. Okay? So find out where it is breaking down. And then change the process. Okay? When you change the process, that is only a guess. It is a hypothesis. Palagi ko dito nagbe-breakdown. O sige, lamutakin natin yan. Palitan natin. When you change it, you tell the group, oh, mga kasama, babaguhin natin ang proseso, ha? Ganito na, mula ngayon. O sige po. Then you monitor if the results change. If the results do not change, balikan mo ngayon yung process ulit. Mali yung nilamutak mong step. You see? Or maybe it's not a process issue. Are you with me? So ganun ang process, okay? List down the process steps. You can diagram it or you can do a text. Pinpoint where it breaks down, correct the process, monitor if the process change eliminated the problem. If yes, institutionalize the change. If no, go back to process change. And if you find out there are no steps in the process that are breaking down, it is not a process issue. Okay? It is not, kasi there's nothing wrong with the process. Eh. So baka structural. Or it could be a people issue. People issue answers the question who and why, or who and what. Specifically, who is accountable for these results and why are things going so well, or why are things going so poorly? Or number two, who is the leader of this group? Why is it doing better than other groups, or why is it doing worse than others? Number three, who are the people who have a significant impact on my results? What am I doing to get their cooperation? Number four, who are the key people in my team? What am I doing to help them grow their potential? So, ang people issue, most managers make a mistake. Kulang ako ng tao eh, so I have a people issue. Wrong. Kung kulang ka ng tao, structural yun. Are you with me? Ang people issue is, hindi ka kulang ng tao. Pero the results are not forthcoming. So, it could be other issues. Okay? Resolving people issues requires effective leadership. Any desired change in a structure or process or in people's behavior requires leadership, the ability to influence people. Why? Structural change is often difficult and painful. Process change needs buy-in from people. Kasi pag may binago ka, you have to sell it. And people issues always involve leadership issues. Okay? Now, let's talk about people issues. There are three major primary elements of a people issue. It's either attitude, or it is competence, or it is relational skills. Let's take attitude first. Magaling naman tong bata ko eh. How come hindi siya makaproduce? Is it I? Is it my leadership style? Yan ang unang tanong ng GM is, ako ba ang problema? Okay? Now, it's very important because us holy pastors tend to say, ah, hindi. Ano kaya problema ng taong yun? You know, the leader always says, is it me? Is it I, Lord? Okay? So, look at the mirror and make an assumption. If it is I, what's my problem? And how can I correct my problem? And how do you find that out? In humility, you ask the person, okay? Let's say Dennis is underperforming, and Dennis works for me. And I say, Dennis, can we have coffee? And we're having coffee. I say, Dennis, you were doing very well last year. But this year, year to date, you're not doing as well. But I go, what's the problem? Is it me? Did I say something wrong? Did I piss you off? Did I make you angry? Okay? And if Dennis says, hindi Alex, hindi ikaw. Okay. So, next question. So Dennis, what's the problem? Is it the worker? And what is the issue? What can I do to address the issue? Okay, so, number one is attitude. Ito po, hindi mo pwedeng palusutin ito. Kasi kung may attitude issue, maski na PhD pa ng Harvard yan, palpak yan. Hindi pwedeng palusutin ng attitude. Okay, actually, lahat hindi pwedeng palusutin. But, so, you must address the attitude issue. If it's not me, then I'll say in my example, Dennis, what is it? How can I help you? Okay. Sometimes, Dennis may not open up to me. Sometimes it's really me, except that he can't tell me. And so I have to ask Jeff, who's a friend of Dennis. Say, Jeff, kausapin mo si Dennis, I don't think he's leveling with me. So, and you need a lot of humility to do that. Okay? Next issue, competence. Sometimes, ito ang ina-address natin parate. Okay? Yung competence is a binary issue. It's either one or zero. You either have it or you don't. Fortunately, competence can be learned. If the issue is competency, the three T's in handling competence. Three T's. Number one, to train. Okay? You train. You by the way, you cannot train. You cannot teach people what you don't know. So if you don't know the job of the person, get an expert to help you train the person. And how long should you train? Depends on the level of complexity of the function. Okay? If it's a low-level function, sabi mo sa guardia, may report kami, ang sungit daw ng mga guardia sa Victory. So, pare, kumula ngayon gusto ko, pag pumasok mga tao, ngumiti ka, mag-good morning ka, para yung the first contact ng parokyano natin, maganda. Now, that's a very simple instruction. You expect results immediately. So, yun ang training nun. Eh, hindi mo hihintayin tatlong buwan bago mo palitan yung gwardiya. Okay? So, at a higher level, you probably want to give time to respond. So maybe 2 weeks kung mas complex yung function. At the managerial level, three to 6 months. At the executive level, it's a year. So the good thing about being CEO, you're not fired after 3 months. It's going to give you 1 to 2 years. But when the time is up, they will fire you. Okay? But so you train, but you don't train forever. Yun lang ang point ko. You don't train forever. If after train ka ng train, hindi siya mag-respond, you trade. Meaning you transfer. Assuming to transfer, there are two conditions. Number one, the person is basically competent, but you have concluded it's your relationship with that person that's messing him or her up. And so there's something about your chemistry that is messing that person up. And if the person is basically competent, you look for a vacancy elsewhere. That is the second condition. The first condition, the person is basically competent and there is a vacancy elsewhere. That's the only time you can trade or transfer. And you will have to brief the new supervisor of this person and in all integrity and say, actually, okay tong batang to. It's just, I'm not bringing out the best in him. Now, thou shalt not transfer your problems to other people. If the person is not competent, do not transfer that person to other pastors. Now, do pastors do that? No. Okay? Of course you do. Yeah. If you cannot trade, you have the unenviable privilege of terminating. Okay, now, is termination a pleasant activity or an unpleasant activity? Unpleasant. Is it a just activity or an unjust activity? Well, it depends how you handle it, okay? So, the guideline is this. When it is time to terminate, my friend, as the leader, that is one of the downsides of leadership. Those unpleasant situations. But gusto mo maging leader eh. Kasama yun. Hindi lang yung adulation ng congregation, hindi lang yung kasarapan ng pagiging pastor. Kasama yun eh. Okay? Now, let me tell you this. You do it without severing the personal relationship. Yun ang key. It's not the person, it's the performance. Okay? So, I have terminated quite a few people in my career, and I'm not proud of it. But I will tell you this. I still have a cordial relationship with each and every one. Each and every one. If I see them in the grocery store, in the supermarket, in the airport, magkakabati pa kami. They won't send me a birthday card. They won't send me a Christmas card. But ano kami? We're civil, okay? And some of them are, I still play golf. Yeah, very close. Because I terminated a very close friend of mine. It's very painful. But we're still close, okay? And even the wife still smiles at me. That's the key. That is the measure of integrity. If his wife is still pleasant with me, that means he's really not angry anymore. Relational skills. Coach the worker, and you can outsource this if you are not good in coaching yourself. Coaching is very simple. There's a whole seminar on coaching, okay? This is the desired behavior. This is the behavior of the coachee. And what you want to do is to talk to the coachee so that he will go from this behavior to that behavior. Yun lang ang coaching, okay? So, people issues, attitude, competence, relational skills. It is so unpleasant to deal with people issues. That is why many managers lie to themselves and deny people issues and rather change processes or put up structures to the detriment of the whole organization. Okay? But as leaders, unfortunately, you cannot escape the responsibility of dealing with people issues. A GM mindset enhances leadership effectiveness because excellence in problem solving inspires people. Hindi po ba na sarap magtrabaho dito, ang galing ng boss namin. Di ba? Or people like to follow a leader who wins. They want to be part of a winning team. Any questions of what a structure, process, or people issue is? What I want you to do is back to your groups, look at these key issues, okay?
Oh, Alex, sorry, question.
Yeah, sorry, although, Michael.
Going back to Moring's SWOT analysis, okay na ba? On a departmental level, mm-hmm. ano, for example, in my case, I'm thinking kasi of running through yung missionary care department yeah. through this, or let's say worship services. So does that necessitate a departmental level, well, not even mission, but maybe vision or even a mission?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ang kasi meron kang honor God, make disciples. When you cascade it down, I mean, there are functional mission statements. Okay, what is the mission statement of admin, for example? Very specific yon. Ibang iba yon kesa sa missionary care. So yeah, you can have a mission statement taking care that it does not conflict with the mother mission statement.
Okay, and then you mentioned, I asked you during the break, so we draw the strategic issues from the SWOT, from
results,
and you said concerns.
Concerns. So, for example, gumawa ka na SWOT, okay? And then you look at your results. And then there's something inside you that's bothering you. Na it's not in the, somehow it's not captured in the SWOT, or does not show in the results. So that's the spirit telling you that there are issues. And what's keeping you up at night? Usually, makukuha mo yun sa SWOT, usually. But sometimes hindi. So just to be sure that you don't miss out on any source of issues, it's results, SWOT, and personal concerns. What's keeping you up at night? Issues and concerns. Okay? Now, let's say you've identified the issues as we've done here. Okay? This is not final or what, just for exercise purposes. Okay, we've got 6 issues, okay, and they're probably overlapping. What I want you to do in your groups in 10 minutes is this. Take each issue and answer the question. Is it structural? Is it process? Is it people? Or is it a combination, any combination of the three? Or a combination of all three. And sometimes some big issues are all of the above. Okay? So just take one issue at a time in your group and discuss in your group. Structural ba to? Kung structural ito, sige. I want you to explain to, kasi there will be a 1-minute, 2-minute presentation per group. Is it structural? Why? Is it process? Ano yung process? Is it people? Okay, so I just want the exercise to get you into the groove of identifying the nature of issues. Are they structural? Are they process? Are they people? Okay, so now we need a group leader. Will you form your groups? And there's a very democratic way of electing your presenter, okay? Index finger to the ceiling. Index finger to the ceiling, everybody. At the count of 3, I want you to elect your presenter in your group. 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, so, sino dito? All right, Mike, this group, who's the presenter? Dennis, okay, this group? Sky? Richard, okay, sige. Any questions? Is it clear? 2 minutes. I want you to do, your leader has to, I'll give you 1.5 minutes, okay? 1.5 minutes. Just take the number of issues you were able to discuss. Maybe you were able to cover all issues, maybe not. Sabi mo lang, okay, structure lo ba yan, process, or people? Okay, just quickly, and then we'll do a Q&A. All right, who wants to go first? Okay, Mike. Give Mike the mic.
So for number one, we felt it is process because we need to answer the question how,
okay,
or how to speed it up. Number two, obviously it's structure. It answers the questions what are we doing about our volunteers, the new ones and the old ones. Number three, not influencing disciples to lead. We felt it's a combination of people and process.
Okay.
Number four, making leaders not in forefront. We felt it's a structure. Number five, definition of leaders, disciples. We felt it's also structure. And number six, last, we felt it's a combination of three, people, structure, and process.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much. Next.
Our group discussed all the issues pretty much the same. Number one, we agree that it was a process, especially because of the word development in the time span, it says 5 years.
Okay.
It is it involves certain steps. Number two, the structure. It is a structure problem because we need to define certain roles so that we can fill them up with the right people. Number three, we said it's people and process, because it's the role of the people to influence, and at the same time, if the steps are not clear or not well defined, it becomes a process problem. Number four, making leaders not in the forefront. We believe changes in vision statement or not actually, you know, rallying them towards something is a structure problem. Number five, definition of leaders or disciples is a structure problem. Again, defining roles and the responsibilities. Number six, we believe it's both a process and a people issue, because people involved in the services may be ignorant of the process or may simply have attitude problems. So.
All right, thank you very much. Dennis?
Yeah, our group identified, first of all, we combined 1, 2, and everything that involved leaders. We combined them into one and saying process and structural problems. When we say structural, especially number one, it has something to do with the culture of removing our five core values.
Okay,
and focusing on the four principles of discipleship instead. When we went to number four, making leaders not in
forefront,
not in the forefront. Again, that's cultural. Let me go back. Not influencing disciples to lead, that's a problem on people. We were not able to. We have a problem as the leadership. Number five, the definition of
leaders. Number four, cultural.
Yes.
Therefore, structural.
Structural, yeah, okay. Rather, sorry.
Right.
Definition of leaders and discipleship, number five, is structural. We do not have the right job descriptions. And then number six, lack of involvement of attendees. It's both structural and people. Structural because we aren't... No. People, because we have not had the ability to influence the attendees. So that's our problem. Or, yeah, leadership problem. And then vision. The attendees have no idea of the vision.
Okay.
So we think it's a structural thing.
All right. Okay. Sir, Richard.
In our key issue number one, we identified process. It's a process and people structure.
Okay. Why is it a people issue?
Because the question is, who are basically responsible in identifying and raising leaders, and why isn't it being done?
Okay.
Yeah. And then number two, we thought this is not really an issue because we have the facility. We have excellent sound system. I think generally in most Victory congregations, for example. And
number two, lack of structure in developing lay leaders. I think you misread it.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Oh, number three.
Okay, anyway, number three, people. It's a people structure, not influencing disciples to lead. And then number four, it's also structure because we agree with what Danny said. It's basically culture, nature.
Okay.
Number five, structure, it's not properly defined.
Okay.
And then number six, it's people.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Okay. Questions and comments. We have 6 minutes. Slowdown in number of leaders developed in the past 5 years. Okay, ano sinabi niyo rito? Process? Okay, why is it structure? Why is it structural? What is the structure that should be installed, for example? Or what is the structure that should be changed? What should be dismantled? What should be put in place?
We found something wrong with, well, a miss maybe in our, we call them values. We used to have the five core values where leadership, evangelism, discipleship, family, and of course lordship were in place. But when we took that out,
ano pinalit?
Ang pinalit is the four principles of discipleship. Parang may nawala dun sa there was an...
Anong nawala?
In our ability to raise leaders, I suppose...
Was the word leader taken out?
Yes.
Is that structural? Kasi that's a concept. That's interesting. Nothing wrong with discipleship. Nothing wrong.
None.
And you can argue discipleship is leadership, but you will de-emphasize leadership if you say that. Interesting. Any other question? Are you finished?
Well, one thing that I personally brought out earlier is that we are measuring leaders of small groups when our mission is to make disciples or our vision is to make disciples. So parang our measurement is not in line with what we want to achieve. I was just saying earlier that when somebody who's doing one-to-one discipleship with another person
is accomplishing the mission, comes up to me,
I cannot celebrate with him or her because I can't count you as a leader.
Amazing.
Because
very interesting.
Our definition, and that's coming out in number five, is our definition of a leader is you are leading a group.
Interesting.
But our mission is to make disciples.
Interesting. Very interesting. That is structural. Very interesting. Are you raising your hand? Yeah, Pastor.
Just to clarify, those five used to have five core values, but all of those are incorporated into the four E's. The leadership development is in equipping. So maybe a different term, but the same, you know, internally we understand what it is, you know, all of those, like the leadership.
You remember what's his name, yung si, you know, yung speaker? Mansfield? Stephen Mansfield, sabi niya, the power of words. The word leader is very powerful. Its presence or absence is structural, in my opinion. And when you say, and I understand what you're saying, that it is somewhere in the second E or in the third E, but the word leader is not there, nawawala ako eh.
Can I?
Structural yon. And it's the... It's the tinatawag niyan the consequence of unintended unintended consequences.
Yeah, just to add, I would agree that it's there, but Pastor John has said that it internally we know that, but when we go down to the level of the new disciples, if you want consistency and long-term planning, those guys don't know that.
That's right.
Tayo alam natin yun. Someday we're gonna get out of here.
And God forbid, if we are all wiped out, no one will know it anymore.
Yep.
And why hide it to begin with, sir?
Yeah, there was also the role among lay leaders. We used to call it the cell intern, which we defined part of the role of the small group or what we call cell group leader was to raise up another leader within the group. It was not, at least in the next few batches when we shifted into small groups, there was not a very clear communication of the role of the leader to raise up the next one. It was not always there. It wasn't as communicated frequently as it used to be. So when that role of cell intern or assistant small group leader, whatever that is, was not there anymore, there was not any place for a person to be a candidate towards
it
that.
Was not intended it but was not it, for lack of mentioning it died unintentional consequences na dati very conscious yung cell group leader meron siyang assistant yun yung ano niya yun yung tawag doon intern niya correct okay so meron siyang dinidevelop na quote unquote leader now parang nawala yon and nomenclatures, super, super structural.
Yeah, a comment. I'm not sure if this actually answers it, but I'll throw something in. Kasi rin ultimately, the goal is to produce disciples, not necessarily leaders. Actually, leaders is your method to arrive at discipling. The only reason we use leaders is because small groups are the most effective way right now to make disciples. In fact, I remember a few years ago, it came to a point that the apostolic team had to wrestle. In other words, between a leader and a disciple. In other words, if victory will be identified with only one word, is it leadership or is it discipleship? So it was a deliberate philosophical decision na we will go with discipleship. In fact, at a certain point, munting atanggalin yung small group leaders. They played with facilitator or whatever.
That's very interesting. What was the concern with the word leader. With small group leader? Yeah.
Well, in that particular context, not in a larger ano, may mga it leads to yung iba, they have a sense of entitlement. If they're a small group leader, medyo nakakaroon ng konting na naman strong abuse, pero maybe a distorted of leadership.
I love it. Very interesting. You see, that was a people issue solved structurally. Okay. That is an excellent example of a people issue. Hindi naman lahat ng leaders abusive, pero may naging bossing, the bossing mentality. Now, that's a people issue. But it was solved structurally. And it killed a lot of things. That's my opinion. Oh, ito muna. Oh, Lee.
From what Dennis is saying, maybe what we're counting has changed also. Because I mean, maybe we can remove all those things and making disciples is more the focus. Yeah. Maybe instead of just counting the small group leaders, at a certain point when we made that change, start counting those that are making disciples.
Because you guys are hitting it on the head. Okay, honor God and make disciples. But why are we counting leaders and not counting disciples? Because to be consistent, okay, when the apostolic team decided no disciples rather than leaders, okay. So boss, why are you counting leaders? Why are you not counting disciples? By the way, do you know how many are discipling and how many are not discipling? If that is the real concern, are you counting disciples? Sir.
If you'll stick to the Bible, you know, leaders not mentioned much, but equip every member to minister. Ephesians, you know, in Ephesians. So I think that's why the terminology is very important also. We're not, in a way, we're not producing leaders, you know, but ministers. That's okay. Why we are very careful.
Very good. I think what we're finding out now, well, at least me, is that you are measuring something else. You are not measuring yourself on your own goals. Okay? Sabi nyo, ayun na namin leader, gusto namin ministers or disciples. Eh, ba't nakalagay dito sa stats nyo ratio of attendees to leaders? Kailangan ratio of attendees to disciples or attendees. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know of the 51,000 people in Victory, Metro Manila, do you know how many are discipling one-on-one? Is there a structure to find out on a regular basis how many people are discipling one-on-one? We're over time already. Break muna tayo, magagalit si Paul sa akin eh. Oh, last question, sige.
No, I just wanna, taking from what you said, at least in our, as I took on a new role, a new job in Metro is in discipleship. And we put up a structure of measuring actually who's doing one-to-one and who's leading also a victory group. Because at least in our standard of measuring who's making disciples, both on one-on-one and in a group level, we can actually count it. It's measurable. I think, just to answer the question, if our standard is really on discipleship, we can actually count that if we put certain structures. But
no, yeah. I'm with you. You can, but are you?
No comment. Today? Sorry, actually you can. Because the way we define discipleship is the moment you engage somebody, that's already discipleship.
Kanya nga, is there, if I call up Pastor Ado, and I say, pare, ilan ang nagdi-disciple sa Victory? Masasagot ba niya?
Because, but you cannot measure nga everyone who's engaging.
Why not? So. Why not? Kasi if that's your vision, you must measure yourself against it.
Yung mga nag-one-to-one or nagdi-disciple because you wanna rid of yung monitoring. Kasi we don't wanna, in thinking ng mga tao, pinaprocess natin sila sa discipleship. That's why we get rid of that kind of structure. And ito yung metrics natin, yung leaders and the
I'm
numbers
with you.
Of
But how do we know if we are making it or not? In other words, how can we do it so that people don't feel that we are Big Brother?
When you have this structure and people coming, what are the best ways to measure that from the time you engage? What are the things you can do?
Yeah, simply lang yan, Chief. No? If this is my goal, it is incumbent upon me to measure my activity to determine if I'm closing on my goal or not. That's leadership. That's management.
Pastor Alex, right. I don't know. I hope this will clarify some of the questions.
Yes, sir.
When it comes to the four E's and the activities that are attached for each one, we're able to measure the number of those who went through training for victory up to making disciples. So, Clario, we have all the figures for that. So, if you're going to define the discipleship process as the components of making disciples, we're able to measure that. Now, if the question is how many of those are doing one-to-one, we have no idea. But the next thing that is measurable is how many of those have started to be part of small group leadership. Then we can measure that.
Yeah, so I go back. You're not measuring yourself on your primary goal of making disciples. You're still measuring yourself on making leaders, even though you don't want to. Yeah, binitaw mo yung leader, pero yun ang mini-measure mo.
Exactly. Good point,
Bernard.
I think this is case in point, no? That process is not shared. See, we have an apostolic meeting. It's not cascading down to mid-level. This is mid-level already. So the sharing of process is not even, I think one key issue there is the shared process.
Interesting. Okay, let's take a break because we're going to have fun in the last session, all right?
No more.
we take a break.
11:18. 11:18.